It's Roz FM, just taking care of business.
The time is 14 minutes past 5. You've just tuned in. You are listening to Taking Care of Business here on Rise FM with Wandile Mazibuko. Now, the global economy is showing encouraging signs of recovery with persistent challenges, and their growth forecasts are inching higher. Markets are showing, obviously, a renewed stability as well. New trade deals are also helping to cushion the impact of U.S. tariff pressures. Now, I'm joined on the line by Tiamo Masike, who's an economist with Momentum, to unpack both the positive drivers and emerging headwinds shaping the global and local outlook. Welcome, Tiamo, to Taking Care of Business here on Rise FM.
Hello, Wandile, and good afternoon to your listeners.
Tiamo, very interesting here. I mean, I'm looking at the September 2025 edition of Economics at a Glance, and it paints a very picture of cautious optimism, especially in the global economy. But I want to start with some of the green shoots that are emerging, particularly in our continent and also in Asia, and the drivers behind this recovery.
Yes, Wandile. So in our monthly Economies at a Glance report that we produce at Momentum Investments, we give high-level points that we see as green shoots, or put differently, essentially signs of growth in the global economy. The first one is that global recession fears have decreased. So when President Donald Trump unveiled the reciprocal tariffs in April this year, there was a lot of fear about the negative impact of these tariffs on economic growth. So recession fears on the back of that were high. We have seen that the economy has actually been quite resilient in the first half of the year, and consequently, those fears have decreased, which is positive. And on the back of that resilience, so the resilience of the global economy, we are seeing upward economic growth revisions, as you've mentioned in your introduction. So the IMF revised global economic growth to 3% in July, was 2.8% previously. We are expecting them to come up with new forecasts this month, and I think it will be interesting to see what they say. We are also seeing efforts of export diversification from China. So the trade tariffs imposed by the U.S. have certainly had a negative impact on China, but we are seeing that they are exporting more to other markets, so Africa, Southeast Asia, and Europe. So the country is diversifying its trade, and we will likely see more of this from other countries. Lastly, we have seen a notable reduction in trade policy uncertainty. So trade policy uncertainty reached the record highs in April 2025 when Trump unveiled the reciprocal tariffs and the sector-specific tariffs, so your steel, aluminium, autos. But part of this reduction has definitely been some of the trade deals that we have seen come through between the United States and other countries.
Very, very interesting what's happening in terms of the diversification, especially within trade itself. I want to zone in on that, Tiamo, and looking at some of these trade deals that have obviously emerged to offset the impact of those U.S. tariffs. Have they been effective in offsetting that impact, or do we still need the U.S. trade deals? No, we're still negotiating a deal with the USA here in South Africa. We can kiss AGOA goodbye, though.
Yes, I mean, expiration for AGOA was end of last month. But we are, I will say that some of the major trade deals that we've seen come through will be that between the United States and the European Union, as well as between US and China, amongst other deals. The trade deals have definitely so far certainly helped reduce, particularly lowering the US effective tariff rate and reducing the uncertainty that we spoke about. So you are giving an example. So the U.S. effective tariff rate has come down from the highs of the high 20% in April, and it's just now under 17%. So we do, however, need some more deals to come through. We do come from a world where the effective tariff rate was around 3% before President Trump's second term. And yes, we are unlikely to go back to that environment, but lower tariffs will definitely be beneficial to the global economic growth outlook. And we are hoping for some progress on a trade deal with South Africa as well.
I mean, looking at things in the local front, we've seen the rand strengthen. We obviously saw South Africa's, well, strengthen against the US dollar, to be particular. We saw South Africa's economy delivering stronger than expected growth, especially in the second quarter there, Tiamo, with the country's real GDP expanding by 0.8%, still not enough, as you know, quarter on quarter. But what are the positive signs of recovery for our local economy?
Yes, I think indeed, that was indeed a positive surprise. And we saw how consumers specifically played a positive role there in supporting our economic growth in the second quarter. We have a couple of other positives on the local side. You mentioned the rand strengthening, which is quite nice, but that has been helped by the US dollar weakness, higher commodity prices, and lower international oil prices. We are also seeing that inflation is actually behaving quite well. So the inflation rate was 3.3 in August. It was expected to be 3.5, so that was good. And this was mainly due to the fall in food inflation. Lastly, but this one is more on the medium term to longer term, there is progress in addressing issues relating to new energy, so load shedding and others, logistics, water crisis, and other structural constraints. And I'm also actually quite pleased that there is more than one way now of tracking progress. So we can track it through what Operation Vulindlela says. That is the body that is in charge of the reforms. But Business Leadership South Africa also came up with a new tracker, so we can compare the two and see how far we're going there.
Oh, fantastic. I must actually look at that as well. But Siyama, I mean, a lot of us were scared, obviously, when we were slapped with that 30% tariff by the USA. Obviously, there were threats that it will shave off about 0.2% off our growth. But looking at it now, I mean, have we really navigated through that? And can we expect maybe some more headwinds to be coming our way?
So the trade tariffs have indeed been a threat, I think, to most economies, and we are also amongst that bucket. But I think we can take comfort in the fact that, as we mentioned in this conversation so far, that there are ongoing trade talks between the United States and South Africa on a trade deal, so to reduce that trade tariff of 30%. The unfortunate part is that the progress is actually quite slow. And we think this slow progress maybe because just the trade and investment, but also other issues. So the Expropriation Act, BEE issues that the United States is hoping for South Africa to address. So the high tariffs remain a risk at this point. And you will note that, yes, it's a negative on growth, but it's marginal, so 0.2%. But in South Africa, even 0.2 percentage points is much needed. Other risks that we are seeing domestically, that are unfortunately we are seeing like weak business confidence. So this is not good, particularly for private sector investment and therefore economic growth prospects. Weak consumer confidence is also an issue, and this is also bad for like consumer spending. Lastly, sadly, high electricity tariff.
Oh, yes.
So due to nurses' misconduct, that is something that we will all feel, definitely.
Yeah.
So due to the miscalculations of Eskom's revenue, we are now faced with higher electricity tariffs from next year than what was announced initially. So this is a negative for the inflation profile and for consumers' disposable income. So ultimately, the money that consumers have in their pocket and how they can spend that money.
Oh, there goes our chance of actually getting a rate cut from the South African Reserve Bank in November. But Siyama, thank you so much for joining us here on Taking Care of Business. And please do enjoy the rest of your afternoon, ma'am.
Thank you very much, Wandile. It was lovely being here.
And that's Siyama Masike, who is an economist with Momentum, just unpacking some of the positive drivers and the emerging headwinds that are shaping the global and, most importantly, our local economy here. I mean, obviously, there is still some risk with regards to that. Now, coming up next, I'm going to be having an interview with Dr. Rikyo Waite, who is a chief researcher at the Bureau of Market Research. We're going to be talking about what can businesses do to survive and thrive in a very volatile economy. And that interview comes up after this.